Well, welcome to Restoring Home, where we talk about marriage, parenting, and faith. And today our topic is grandparenting, and particularly about something called Cousin Camp. Our guests today are Lance and Mary Lou, the Kimas, and we're so glad to have you guys here and talk about this topic about grandparenting. So
we'd love for you guys to just tell us a little about yourselves, but also your kids and grandkids, maybe even ages of your grandkids.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You want to start?
I'd love to. So we are, we've been married 42 years, mm-hmm. and we have four grown children and 11 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. What are their ages?
Our oldest daughter is going to be 40 next week, and we don't know how that happened because we didn't get any older. But so our kids are right now, today, still all in their 30s. Our oldest grandson is 10 and a half, and then mm-hmm. they go just 10, 9, 8, 7, and then I think we skipped a year.
Yeah.
No, we do 6 and skipped a year, and then we have 3 4-year-olds, and then a 1-year-old and an infant. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
How many did you say?
11 grandkids. Yeah. And they came quickly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Keeping
exciting.
Up with all that. That's
our oldest amazing. Is, Alethea's about to turn 11.
Yeah.
Wow. It happens fast. They grow mm-hmm. up really fast.
And we have, we've been married 40 years.
Yep.
And 5 kids, 3 of them married. And mm-hmm. then we have... 9, 8, 7.
Oh,
wow. So, and Donna said our oldest is almost 11, which mm-hmm. happened very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And kids grow up quickly. Grandchildren grow up, it seems like, even faster.
I think so.
And, so it feels like the window to be with them just disappears overnight. They go by so quickly. And yet I've learned, and the reason we invited you guys to talk to us mm-hmm. is, one, this particular topic about camp. But Donna and I were visiting, have been for months, maybe a year or two actually, been talking about our role as grandparents. Being a grandparent mm-hmm. is different than being a parent. You have to learn how to be parents. You have to learn what it is to be grandparents too, because in our case, I think we've seen that it's not just being a parent again. There are different roles. There are some things you can do and some things you shouldn't do that you want to do. And so you got to find your spot with the grandkids. So it's different. And in my counseling, what I started seeing is that as I did people's stories, what I call a core story, where we follow generations back up to mm-hmm. grandparents, the thing that really jolted me in watching this is the important role that grandparents have played in so many people's
mm-hmm.
lives.
Mm-hmm.
For, I don't know if I say a majority, but pretty close to a majority of those that I've worked with, the most significant influence in their lives, for good or bad, was a grandparent.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't because they were with them all the time, but mm-hmm. they had significant moments with them. Sometimes it was just a word or an attitude the grandparent had toward them. So that they felt welcome, they felt loved, they felt mm-hmm. included, they felt special. It can be something as simple as my grandmother always made me cookies, to my granddad took me fishing or let me work with him, mm-hmm. to I just always felt welcome at their home.
Mm-hmm.
It can be any of those things. So the role of grandparent to us has been almost an epiphanal thing to realize how powerful that is on our grandchildren. So
mm-hmm.
We don't want to drop the ball as grandparents, but we want to say, well, what can we do? What is the ball and where do we go with it so that we can really make these years and this opportunity really powerful for our grandchildren and their faith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so when you guys mentioned, when we heard, actually it came from your daughter, I think,
mm-hmm.
so we heard about this camp that you guys do. So we have some questions about Cousin Camp. Donnie, you want to ask mm-hmm. the first one?
Well, just what is Cousin Camp? Tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it was nothing that we came up with. We just copied off of somebody else. And a lot of different grandparents will do Granny Camp or Nana's Camp or that kind of thing. But ages ago, before, I don't think any of our children were married yet, But I got Focus on the Family magazine, mm-hmm. and there was an article from two grandparents that had a cousin camp. And they had grandchildren all over the United States, really spread out. And they would make a point of going to spend time with each family so they could really get to know their grandchildren. But the grandchildren didn't spend too much time with each other. And so they started something called Cousin Camp, and you had to be a cousin. And so it's a time when just Lance and I have the grandkids. Not all 11 at once, that wouldn't work out. But we find that four is a very good number at a time, and, you know, by age. And then it's usually about 48 hours, 2 days, two nights. Sometimes we've done 72 hours.
I was imagining a week.
No, people do it for a week, though. And it's just time we have them come over, and it's different than when it's the whole family together, because we can really just concentrate on them and plan to have fun.
But right off the bat, I've got to let the people know that it's not camp. When we were in our 20s and newly married, we had a Dalmatian, and we used to go camping. We had a tent, and we would camp out, build a fire. Camping, with the grandkids, they bring their sleeping bags, and we camp on the living room floor. Okay. Is how we
yes, so my kind of camp.
My camping, too, because
no bugs,
no tents, and no rain inside. So it makes it a little more comfortable, a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
Especially as we're getting older.
Yeah. We usually do have a little fire, on the patio or something, and roast marshmallows. So that sort of seems campish.
S'mores are great for
gotta have Grant s'mores.
Or cousin camp.
So the kids all bring the sleeping bags over for a few days. And then, but it's just four at a time? Is it just the oldest four? Is that what you're thinking?
That's what we find out works the best. And with the oldest four, you know, we can do some, you know, some good hiking and some other field trips that are hard when you have the little ones and the car seats and that kind of thing. We like to have the little ones, but we find it's just safer to stay at home and do different fun things with them. So,
what are some things that you do?
Well, in the past, what we have been doing is back-to-back camps. So we'll have the four oldest ones for a few days, and then they go home, and then we have the four young, you know, the next four. But we do have a theme for each cousin camp.
Oh, fun!
So we've had we've done solar system, bugs, cars. Trains has been a theme. What else are we?
we started off kind of doing the themes ourselves, and then and then they really got into it, and they know whose turn it is to pick the theme, you know, for each cousin camp. So we let them pick, and so one time we just had girls. We had four girls for cousin camp, and sometimes you do a winter one and then a summer one. We've been talked into doing a fall one, you know. But when it was the girls, they wanted to do princesses. And so that worked out well. And we had a little formal night. And the youngest girls have little princess costumes. And the other girls wear their nicer dresses. And and we both dressed up and had a nice candlelit dinner.
I want to see pictures.
Yeah.
You dressed up as a princess?
A prince.
Of course. That's right.
Yeah. But then you know, of course, everybody likes the Disney princesses, but we got into what is a princess and what does that mean and what do they do? And we, you know, got some good, always trips to the library before cousin camp starts. So we get some good stories on princesses and that what does it mean to be a princess? And then we let them know that they were princesses because they are daughters of the king. And then we'll always have some scripture that goes with it. And usually just one verse over the couple days that, you know, we try to all memorize. And we usually have the hardest time memorizing their ages. it helps.
So like one of my favorite cousin camps was bugs. So we actually made Cousin Camp t-shirt. So this was mine. And so with some fabric paint and a white t-shirt and your thumb, you can make bugs, and then you draw little legs on it. And so we made a lot of insects. So we all wore our Cousin Camp t-shirts for the week.
And yeah.
What memories.
You've got Cousin Camp.
Oh, that was 2016 on the couch.
Right. Ah, cool. So, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the really cool thing is we were out in the backyard, and a katydid landed on my arm. And so we all got to touch it and play with it. And a couple of the kids held it. They weren't afraid of it. So it was just a neat.
Got that on purpose.
Yeah, it was like, how often do you see a katydid just like right there? So I think God knew that it was time to send us a really cool bug.
Yeah. For,
I love that.
And everybody will remember that story.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. And then we made just very simple ant farms, you know, collected jars and ahead of time and filled them with sand and, you know, just made some ant farms. We had to try to collect ants, you know, put crumbs out in different places. And we found out that our grandson knew how to attract ants better than anybody. You know, the things I was trying to do didn't work out. But his little nest, there were like tons of ants. And so we made ant farms. So it was fun.
That's great.
Yeah. Very cool. You're going to have to give us some notes that we'll be able to hand out to other people. Do you have some things written up?
No, we don't. I keep a log in my phone of just things that go on, and then those become bedtime stories, you know, like when I can't think of, when we have grandchildren over, not necessarily for Cousin Camp, but just have them over at different times, we'll read it, and boy, they're quick to correct it, too. No, that's not how it happened, and I change the notes in my phone, But almost every year, then for Christmas as a gift, this goes to the whole family, not each grandchild. But we make a little book. I think this snapfish, and this one, they all have their bug shirts on. You can tell, and you know,
adorable.
We
gotta do this.
Just kind of do that, and we've had some different ones, and this one was a superheroes. They all had a cape. And it was actually told from our dog's point of view. Instead of just having pictures, we try to make it like into a little story. And
fun.
Yeah, this one, I don't remember what the theme of this was. This was just a sign that we always have something.
Yeah.
The little kids and so. Oh, and then rocks. That I really liked. The Gorge Metro Park in Akron, that's a great place to hike and have really interesting rocks. So in that one, we collected rocks, we painted rocks, we built with rocks. Of course, I always get the children's books at the library, you know, about different types of rocks.
Yeah. So everyone's going to want to come to your Cousin Camp.
Yeah. No, it's not open for
just a few at a time. You know, one of the highlights that I always love is when we do this in the summer is a squirt gun fight. So we started with like little, you know how when we were kids, there was like one kind of squirt gun, you know, just kind of a crummy thing. So as the kids got older, some of them were bringing these giant blaster ones. And but we end up, we have so much fun just laughing. And there's a treehouse out back. And so sometimes the girls go up in the treehouse and the boys are down below and everybody's squirting each other. And we just get soaked. And,
it is fun,
but,
though.
Yeah, a lot of great memories with stuff like that. And no real accidents. I guess we've been really blessed.
Yeah, no trips to the emergency room. Maybe some Band-Aids needed here and there.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Do you guys have some stories from Cousin Camp? Just maybe a funny story or something scary that happened?
Yeah, I can't think of anything. When we did our solar system, Cousin Camp, we went out in the backyard just to lie down, look up at the stars, and you know, trying to find some constellations. And our son Brian came by, and he put on just a real big dark coat and came through. And we knew he was going to be there, but there was some screaming when this, you know, it really dark out and this big figure appears before him.
Yeah,
that was
fun.
But one cousin camp was trains. So the Cuyahoga Valley National Railroad has a train, and you can get on at different points. So we took it, I think, 6 miles.
7 miles.
7 miles, and then with our bikes on the train, and then got off and then biked back to the parking lot. Wow. So we were, we biked for half an hour, and we stopped to look at something. And one of the grandsons got a little too close. We're on the towpath in Akron, a little close to the edge, and he just started going down the embankment like to go into the mucky canal. It was pretty nasty. And I it was just a gut instinct, but I really, and I was sitting on my bicycle, and I jumped over and like grabbed him, and yeah, he was kind of shaken up, but it was a little kind of would have ruined the rest of the day, I think, had he gone in the canal.
Yeah. And at least for him.
Yeah. Now they get to talk about my granddad is like Superman. Dove over there. The story would get bigger over the years.
Yeah.
Remember that time?
Yeah. And another time is I like the sports aspect. I always played soccer, so we'll divide up in teams. Mary Lou will be team captain, and I'll be the
I get the older kids. She gets because I'm not a girl.
And so we might play 3-on-3 soccer in the back. Well, one time, this stray cat just appeared, and it looked like flea bitten or covered with ticks. It was really pretty nasty looking. But just wanted to be friends, and the grandkids freaked out and started screaming and ran, and they were pretending it was a mad lion or something.
I don't know. Yeah.
So
rabied.
And then the cat wouldn't leave, so it hung around our backyard for a couple of days, and every time the kids would go out, they'd the lion's back, and they'd run back in the house. So.
Yeah,
it'll be a good story.
It was fun. Oh yeah, that cat's definitely in this one of these books. Yeah,
but that'll be a story that the lion,
big
whatever bobcat showed up at cousin camp, scared us.
It's those unexpected things that become memorable things for you and for kiddos too. We used to work at a youth camp, youth kids. And it's always the things that you don't expect that have opportunity to become big memories, big stories.
Go ahead. Well, don't you kind of think I think with the busyness of life, we're both still working, and kids are in school, and we just have to take this time to have these purposeful time to have special time with our grandchildren, because if you don't, I think you're going to lose that, and next thing I've heard that for years. People say, before you know it, your kids won't want to go on vacation with you. That really never happened to us. Our kids have always wanted to go on vacation with us. But anyhow, I think you do have to be purposeful to carve out time and do this these kind of things, and it's so much fun.
You guys sound like you're just a lot of fun. You know how to have fun.
Oh, we've had some. Discipline is definitely a part of cousin Jim too. There are moments. We have one grandchild that likes to wake up before the crack of dawn, when you say, and it's okay for him, but then when he wakes everybody else up, and then by 9 in the morning, there are meltdowns because there wasn't enough sleep. So we've had to, we go over the rules very clearly. We did invest in some quiet crafts, and then I do always get books at the library, a big stack of books. So if you wake up early, this is something you can do quietly, and lots of warnings. Do not wake anybody else up.
Including us.
What about the cousins with each other? How has that worked for them? Like what? What kind of special?
It's fun to
conversations
see
conversations or anything like that. Memories.
It's fun to see them or hear them share memories later. You know, mm-hmm. about remember mm-hmm. that happened and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And they're definitely getting close and mm-hmm. spend time. You know, it's kind of helping each other out, especially when one's not as good with a sport and. You know, maybe they'll at first be critical. No, she's doing it the wrong way. And then, you know, we have a little talk mm-hmm. and then, you know, they learn how to support each other. Mm-hmm. So, and then I guess the one thing that encourages us is that our kids have told us that the grandchildren talk about Cousin Camp frequently, even when it's still months away, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. They're already talking about it. Our next one isn't scheduled till June, you know. Okay. But that'll come up quickly. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
seems like, I hope it's building relationships. Steve, you had mentioned about the importance of grandparents. Mm-hmm. And I was the youngest in my family, and I didn't have grandparents. Mm-hmm. They were sickly, the ones that were still living mm-hmm. when I was around. And they died when I was younger. So I never had that experience. Now, I loved hearing about your grandparents. Mm-hmm. I don't think they did Cousin Camp, but... You know, you had a fun grandma who, yeah. you know, you went to visit her on weekends and that kind of thing. And I think, you know, I really wanted that. And mm-hmm. and then I never had a single cousin, if you can believe that.
Wow.
And so I, when my children were younger, I just really liked to foster that relationship with mm-hmm. their cousins. And mm-hmm. so this just seemed like a natural thing. I read this article. I thought, mm-hmm. that's what I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had to get the kids married first. get some grandkids.
Well, they're very blessed to have you guys.
Yeah, this is really a terrific idea. Mm-hmm. And we had talked a little bit about something along these lines before we heard about Cousin Camp. That's why it really caught our ear, like, oh, somebody's doing it, because mm-hmm. it was just a notion of ours to have, and we may have, I'm sure we got it from somebody else, about having yeah. kids out for a week to a farm. I think these people used to go to their grandparents' farm for a week every summer and help, like, with the harvesting of certain things, yeah. making the jam or putting the corn up or that kind of part of farm life, but some fun tied mm-hmm. in with it. So it was a little bit of work and good food and being on the farm together mm-hmm. and helping out. So that's how we first started thinking about a special time together at the grandparents' house for the grandkids. Mm-hmm. I like your idea of having it just a certain age bracket so you don't have little tiny ones where you're trying to also mm-hmm. juggle some older yeah. ones and keep their attention. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's that makes it doable, mm-hmm. a lot more doable. And maybe even having two brackets come along sometimes mm-hmm. to keep all the numbers yeah. manageable, so you really can focus on a few at a time rather mm-hmm. than just try to spread yourself after you get to where you have 4, 5, 6, 7 grandchildren, which we're happy to have, but we want to give everybody a little attention. Mm-hmm. So, and this sounds like a terrific thing. Why do you do it? Or why did you start doing it? Or why do you keep doing it? Maybe it's a reason. Besides, it sounds like a lot of fun, but mm-hmm. is there motivations behind this?
First of all, because we have so much fun. It's a it's a chance to be with these kids that we don't see enough,
mm-hmm.
and maybe a chance to spoil them a little bit, to build mm-hmm. memories, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. just so we're not going to be these people that they never got to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, building relationships. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and I have heard other good stories about how important somebody's, you know, grandmother was in their life or, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. And I thought, that's what mm-hmm. I want, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. and I don't want the time to pass by and not have done it. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. We did start pretty young. Our first cousin camp had 3 kids, and we think now we did that. And they were 3, 2, and 1.
Oh, wow.
And now it's like, wait, you got to be out of diapers. Yeah, you know, we changed our rules a little.
Much work.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're dealing with naps. We always have some sort of quiet time during the day, yeah. you know. But, when they're too young, I don't even know that they get what's going on. Mm-hmm. And we do, we have 5 grandchildren in Akron. So you get to see them pretty frequently. Yeah. But it's just different. And we'll watch our grandchildren. We like our parents both watched our children, like when we wanted to celebrate our anniversary, take a weekend away, or that kind of thing. And we'll do that too, but with just that family at a time.
Yeah.
So it's the age range spread. So it's not quite the same because you can't just concentrate on, okay, now we're all going to, you know, do this activity.
Right.
When you've got an infant and a 10-year-old, it doesn't always work.
You did a lot of work too to make it make sure there was a plan so that there wasn't a problem. Like you had a now we're going to do this and this is how we're going to. They knew the rules. That was good.
Right. Yeah.
What were you going to say?
You probably see it too with your grandchildren that when the parents are there along with the kids, there's a different dynamic. When mom and dad are there with the grandkids, when the mom and dad are out of the picture, you can have
you can do whatever you want.
We can get the candy out of there, get the chocolate. We can even make chocolate milk, and you know, it's all the fun stuff that maybe they don't get to do as often.
Yeah.
When they're with their folks.
One of the things that we do is every cousin campus play bingo. And we have it's like a theme bingo. Like last summer our theme was cars, and so Lance made up little bingo boards, or I don't know how you did it, with different car logos. And actually, I learned some different cars finally. You know, I don't recognize, oh, that's a Ford logo or whatever. So now I do from bingo.
She knows what a Cadillac is.
Yeah. I was not a car person at all. But so we always do have some treats. Not too many, but then when you win bingo or, and I collect things throughout the year when things go on sale, like bubbles, or you know, sometimes you know, you get things at the end of the season, things are marked 90% off in some stores, and I just kind of keep it in my bingo box, and it's nice though.
Yeah. You have a few, yeah.
Well, I was gonna say, speaking of cars, so we did a car theme not too long ago, and everybody got to design their own cars. So, one of the girls, she's likes to dance. She's a ballerina, so this is a ballet slipper.
How cute.
So they design their own cars. I don't look too closely, but I cut them out.
Let me show everybody this ballet. I don't know which camera we're using, Tim, but we're going to show you that. It's got the little ballet slipper.
Yeah, I got ballet. Cute. This was just a, I guess, a Mercedes or something that somebody designed. And so they get to paint their own car, and I cut them out. It's a block of wood. I think on Amazon I bought 10 car kits, and they tapped the wheels in, and then we had a big final race at the culmination of Cousin Camp. And
just down our driveway.
Yeah, mothers and the other siblings came and watched the race.
Yeah.
We videotaped it, so yeah, it was fun. Yeah.
I was surprised at how well this went over. Now with all the electronics and remote control cars, and just this simple block of wood, and it lasted for hours, you know, and the racing, and then we got into like if you tape a washer, you know, or
weight,
some sort of weight on it, you can make it go faster, and they spent a lot of time. I thought, well, this went over very well. You know, you never know what the projects are going to be like, and and then I tried to get a very simple guide DVD on how a car works, and I didn't even understand it. So,
and did you say that there's memory verses or some things you have associated with it?
Yeah, matter of fact, there was even on the back of one of these, I noticed this says Psalm 136:1, give thanks to the Lord for he is good. So it's very simple, easier for me to memorize, but I can't quite remember.
Sometimes it goes with the theme, like this one. Trust in the Lord forever. The Lord God is an everlasting rock. So that one with rock.
Oh, with the rocks.
I love that. Try to do, different.
You guys should like that. Sell this.
it's exhausting. When they leave, we both take a couch.
No, not do it. Just the information.
Oh, okay.
But I was going to tell you, that this is so powerful. I can tell you, when I've talked with people who didn't have this, but they just had a little bit of time with their grandparents, and we look at their family tree, we follow back the path of faith that reached them, that even if their parents weren't faithful, or maybe they didn't even know who their parents were, or they were estranged from their parents, if they knew a grandparent back there, or somebody who stood in as a grandparent for them, that if that person, that grandparent, was a person who had, that the child perceived that grandparent had faith. Doesn't mean they ever took them to a church or did anything with them as officially kind of thing. But if they knew that grandmother had her Bible and she read it, if that was the child's perception, grandmother really believed it, or granddad always made sure we went to church together, at whatever. If they saw that the grandparents had an active faith, and if the grandparents and the kids had a close relationship, like you're saying, this builds relationship, if they felt close, that kid inclines towards righteousness. Even if they go off in some crazy path for a while, when they come back, it's directly related to a close relationship with a grandparent that they perceive have faith. It's a powerful role. It's a powerful role. And this is a super tool to do all of that at the same time. So thank you guys for sharing all this. And we may put down in the comments below some resources, or maybe a list of items, suggested ideas that you guys have, so that people can get those. And we'll see how cousin camps and grandparent camps and whatever we call them, special at times together, start to be part of the norm for families at Beth Dagoon. Thank you, and thank you all for listening in to another episode of Restoring Home. And we'll see you next time.